Blog Talk Radio.
Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna take it one day at a time. I made my resolution. I've opened up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. I'm gonna say hello to my neighbor. Gonna greet him with a smile and shake the hand of a stranger sitting tall here for a while. Gonna tell someone I love them from the bottom of my heart. Today I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah, today I'm gonna try and change the world. Gonna take it one day at a time. I made my resolution. Open up my eyes. Today I'm gonna try and change the world. Gonna make sure my children know right from wrong. Never turn my back on those who need someone. Always gonna try to see myself through another's eyes. Hey, I'm gonna try to change the world. Yeah.
Wherever you are, I hope that it is good. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and I'm your host, Psychic Medium Michael. And I do have a guest today, and we'll be talking to him shortly and see what where Spirit leads us and what Spirit wants to do on today's program. You know, that's one thing we always have to look at and ask, you know, what do you want to do in my life today? You know, talking to Spirit, you know, what do you want to do? And so, but we have Chris Keller with us today, and so I'm excited about having him back. He was here before, and I'm excited about having him here today. Let's go ahead and open with prayer, and then we'll just get right into the show. Let's go to prayer. Father and Mother God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for everything that you do for us, seen and unseen. Father and Mother God, I just ask you to move right now in this program. and just touch lives. And that's what it's all about. That's the reason I started this program, is to reach out and to empower people and to let them know that they can move up in the higher dimensions and move into their lives. And Father, Mother, God, right now I ask that you touch the listeners right now, physically, emotionally, spiritually, whatever needs they have, that you would meet them today. And we thank you for that, and we ask you to surround us all in the white light of the Holy Spirit, and we say amen. All right, let's go ahead and say hi to my guest, and see how he's doing. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Michael, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm a little tired, but I'm doing good. So how are you?
Perfect. Things are finally warming up in Winnipeg, Manitoba. We're finally past the freezing mark. Snow is starting to go away. People are now starting to get a little more cheery where I am.
Well, that's good. Yeah. Well, this winter was bad for a lot of people. I mean, it was just crazy for a lot of people. So it's nice to hear that it's melting away and things are getting better that way. So, and the one thing, now, for people that don't know you, can you tell us a little bit about you? You've been here before, but might have some new listeners, just a little bit about yourself.
Yes, I'd be happy to. What I do, Michael, is I am a energy healer. I do quantum energy work, basically have the ability to heal and work with just about any health problem that anybody has got. So the way I go about this is basically a two-part system. First of all, I use the ancient art of pendulum dowsing. So I've got a series of charts that I developed, and I use my pendulum, along with my spirit guides, of course, in order to locate the area of the health problem, be it spiritual or physical, and then able to find what the stressor is. What I mean by stressor, on the physical realms, it could be virus, parasites, heavy metals, what have you. And on the spiritual realm, I look for things like spirit attachments, any kind of demonic things that could be about, anything that could be of an alien nature, any types of curses and spells that are out there. So basically I can look for anything and everything that can be a contributor to your health problem, to your spiritual problem, to your soul problem. Doesn't matter what it is, we can address it all. Once I find out exactly what I need to work on and what the problem is, I use sacred geometry, like pyramids, to enhance the energy around you and to use the quantum consciousness within all of us to go in and actually remove and neutralize whatever the problem is.
Right. Now, you were talking about charts. How did that come about? I mean, how did that start for you?
Well, the chart system started off, I was doing muscle testing, and lots of people do muscle testing, which is really, really good. So I started off with a set of charts that way. Then I found a course that I could take for pendulum dowsing. So when I bought this course, the charts came to me, and I couldn't understand them. They were very cerebral and a little out of my comfort zone with working with them. So I just started developing my own. And what that means is, you know, I have a chart. It's a master chart with all the areas of the body. I've got a chart with all the areas of the aura and the chakra system, and it just directs me. It gives me direction. Now, when it comes to finding the stressor, what I do is I work way outside the box of any kind of teachings, any kind of program out there, and I just develop all of my own different things that I can find that can be a contributor. So, of course, my spirit guides, they lead me in certain directions, and so forth. So the chart system is always developing. Every day I'm discovering new things to work with and new ways to get around a problem. So the charts are always in flux.
Okay, that's cool. And now, you know, if somebody comes to you, how do you start with somebody? I mean, what kind of questions do you ask? Or how like if I wanted to come to you as a client, how would we start that?
Mm-hmm. The first thing you would do is you come into my office. Now, I also do this work over Skype and over the telephone. So anywhere around the world you are, we can work with you. So as energy is, it goes at the speed of energy, and it doesn't matter where you are. So you're going to be having an appointment with me. you're going to give me a short list of some of the symptoms that you're having. So let's say you have a pain in your chest, or you have constant headaches, or you have this nagging feeling that there is some type of energy around you that's disruptive. So you're gonna tell me the symptoms, and that's gonna create a focus for my guides to work with, along with my pendulum, to go in and find out what's the first problem we need to work on, what is the first area, what is the stressor, and then we just start doing clearings. We take the pyramid that I use. And there's a picture of it on my website. You can have a look at it. Very unique pyramid. And we just start doing these clearings and connections within your body to start getting, peeling the onion, if you will, to get to the very root of what is your health problem.
Right. Now could, you know, does this work like with somebody that has emotional issues or as well?
Absolutely. Emotional, mental, physical, spiritual. Anything under the sun, okay, anything that is out there that you can think of can be worked with. I have worked with so many different types of issues. It's countless, and absolutely anything can be dealt with.
Good. Because, you know, I was just wondering about that, you know, because you were, you know, a lot of times, you know, people are having emotional issues right now. I mean, I don't know if, you know, a lot of your clients might be having emotional issues. I know that there's a shift in energy right now. Have you felt that, or have you seen that with your clients?
Oh, yeah. I've actually worked with a few people. Now, what is happening with the energy shifting right now is that the basis of it is, if you consider that we live and work, operate within a time matrix. So we look at the clock. There's your time matrix. Everything is run by the clock. And the clock goes, of course, clockwise. Now, everything in the universe, all the planets and everything, rotates at a counterclockwise motion. So what is happening right now with the whole grand shift that is happening is our energy is now stopping its rotation, and it's going to reset and start going in a counterclockwise motion to facilitate the whole consciousness shift. And what's happening with this is people are feeling some dizziness, maybe some nausea, maybe some vertigo, maybe just some uneasy, low feeling. I worked with a client yesterday in Madrid, Spain, who went through some dizziness and then saw bright lights in front of her. She thought she was having a stroke. But in all reality, she was just adjusting to the energies, and she was actually seeing angels in front of her.
Yeah, and that's one thing that people are getting confused about. Now, you were talking, you haven't talked about it, but what is the fifth dimension? I mean, what is that?
There's a lot of talk about this whole fifth dimension scenario. And I've you know, got a lot of different opinions about it. And a lot of people have write posts or write blogs about it, and a lot of different scenarios. The way I like to describe it is it's just a shift in consciousness. And a shift in an upper level consciousness for the most part. So basically, yeah. Instead of believing in the whole third dimension man-made religion and what the governments are placing before us, we're going to come to the realization that, hey, you know what? There is a bigger spiritual reality out there other than what we read in this book called the Bible, which in some instances can be perceived as something that's been adjusted and falsified in certain ways itself. So a lot of people are going to realize that spirituality is more believable than man-made religions. A lot of people are going to realize that, hey, there's a better way to deal with my health problem other than going to the doctor and getting a prescription for pharmaceuticals. They're going to realize that things can be done on a spiritual level with prayer or with energy work or you know, venturing down a different road that way. So a lot of it has to do with a consciousness shift to a different look at things. Instead of looking just straight ahead with blinders, we're going to be taking the blinders off and seeing all around us at a 360-degree peripheral.
Right. And now, how can somebody tell if they're transitioning in that energy?
Pretty much you're going to experiencing what we call an awakening, which is almost like an epiphanic moment where you realize, hey, wait a minute, there's something different out there. And I've had a few people who have heard my radio shows, and they actually live in Winnipeg where I am, and they call me up and say, "You're in Winnipeg? Wow, I got some stuff to tell you." And people just come to this new awakening realization. The word awakening sounds kind of vague to what it is, but in all reality, it is an awakening. I had my awakening about 8 years ago when I started doing this work. 8 years ago, I was in the printing industry, didn't know anything about this type of work or spirituality, and it took some transition within my life, my first wife's passing and me retiring from the printing trade to awaken. You know, one door has to close before another door opens in some instances. So that's basically what the whole awakening is about.
Cool. Now, so this can, you know, energetic-wise, you know, with my own life, you know, there's been stuff going on with me in the last, you know, few months, been dealing with a lot of depression. Now, would this help me as well?
Absolutely. What I tend to find that people are going through, I call it the energy lull. Okay. Sometimes I find myself going through these ebbs and tides of low energy. It's like, oh, what's happening? Something's different. Right. And then I just know, okay, something big is coming. And then you got to watch out for it because all of a sudden, boom, there it is. Now what I find with a lot of people going through depressions and kind of melancholy feeling is that in a lot of instances, their soul can be disconnected from what's called the well of souls or the seat of souls within the hypothalamus in their brain, okay? So what I do is I'm just able to use my tools and the intent to reconnect the soul to the well of souls or the seat of souls, whatever you want to call it, and then reconnect the person to their soul, and it tends to lift them up just enough so they can realize that it's not so much them. It's just an energy change in their body that needs to be adjusted.
Right. Now when you wrote into me, you said that you would take a couple of callers to work on. Would that be correct? Do you want to do that? Or?
Yeah, you know what? We could definitely do maybe one or two callers and see what comes up. Sure.
Okay. And you might. One of those callers is going to be me, I think. So see what's coming up with
okay.
me.
Okay.
But let's go ahead and talk to Rose first and see what's going on with her. You're on air with
Hi, Rose.
Chris and myself. Hi, Rose.
Hi, Mike. Chris, thank you for taking my call.
No problem. What can we do for you today?
I'd like to know what you pick up about. I went through an episode a few years ago where I had a problem with blood clots. And I think I have some damage in my right thigh. I have a lot of pain and swelling. And lately it's been, you know, going down further into my legs and feet and stuff.
In the right thigh?
Yes.
Okay. So what's your last name, Rose, if you don't mind?
My last name?
Yes.
I'd really rather not give that out over the
Okay, no problem.
Okay.
We'll just work with this. Okay, so what is the stressor within the veins and arteries in Rose's right leg? So we're going to need a minute to find this. What is within Rose's right leg? Now, what is the – is it a pain? Is it a numbness? What is it?
It's pain.
It's a pain. A pain in the right leg. Okay, so what is coming up here is calcification. Now, calcium, everybody thinks, oh, calcium's a good thing. We really need lots of it. Calcification, calcium is probably one of the biggest killers and one of the biggest health problems out there. Calcium will tend to build up in certain areas if you don't have the right nutrients in your body to absorb it. And it can cause, it gets in your heart, it'll cause a heart problem. If it gets in your veins and arteries, it'll clog them up. If it gets in your muscles, it can cause cramping and pain. All right, let's have a look. Where is the highest level of calcium buildup and deposits within Rose's body? Calcium is very huge. Do you have that pain right now?
Yes, I do.
Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, what is that pain?
It's probably a 7.
A 7, okay. Shall we move it out?
I would love that.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to remove that calcium, and I want you to tell me when that pain goes from whatever it is down to maybe a 2, okay? Here we go. Neutralize, eliminate, and dissolve all calcium buildup, calcium deposits within the veins and arteries within the right leg. Okay, we're going to give this a few seconds. You might feel a tingle. You might feel a pulsing. Remove all calcium buildup and deposits in the veins and arteries, right leg. There it goes. Okay, let me know when that feels a little different.
It's starting to feel a little bit different.
Nice.
It feels like something is, like, moving. I don't know how to describe it.
And something is moving. So ultimately, for anybody who's got a calcium problem, we all know that we need to take magnesium and vitamin D to help calcium to absorb, but the biggest thing that everybody is missing is the mineral silica. Silica is extremely important for the absorption of calcium. So if you're deficient in that mineral and you've got joint problems, you've got muscle problems, you've got migraines, silica is deficient in most of the foods nowadays, and the only way you can really get it is in a supplement. A lot of people know about diatomaceous earth. Diatomaceous earth is extremely high in silica. It also does things to help kill parasites and add different nutrients to your body. So that is very good to take. Also, you can buy liquid silica supplements from different companies in the United States. So that is something people may want to consider as a silica supplement. But ultimately, you need to know, do you need silica? And by accessing somebody like me or somebody who does muscle testing to know, do you need silica is the best way to go. How's it feeling now, Rose?
It's actually starting to feel better. I feel like something was released. There's like a loosening.
Right. Now, we need to know, was that blood clot actually dried blood or was it a calcium buildup that was flowing through your body? The doctors will say, well, it's blood clot. But that could be almost anything going through your body. So more than likely, it was some calcium that broke off and it became this ball of calcium floating through your body.
Oh, wow. That's a little scary. What is the dosage? I actually have diatomaceous earth. I have the food grade right now. What is the dosage that I should be taking on that?
I always tell people to start with a teaspoon a day. And if it goes good with your body, if you're not getting any kind of stomach issues with it or any kind of backlash from it, go up to 2 teaspoons and then work your way up to a tablespoon a day, because it's going to pull out some heavy metals, some mercury, some different things, and you don't want to go into any kind of detox crisis by taking too much. So I always say start with a little bit. If your body does good, go up again. If you get a little bit of backlash from it, then back off a little bit and you know how much to take and then start building up again. So ultimately, if you work your way up to a tablespoon a day, even a tablespoon twice a day, all it is food, okay? It's not going to hurt you. It's dead diatoms, which are fossil shells, and they're just going to do a lot of good for your body. They're going to clean your colon. It's going to clean your veins and arteries out. The molecule of diatomaceous earth is almost the hardness of a diamond. So as it passes through your body, it's going to be like sandpaper going through your bowel, your veins and arteries. And as it does that, it's going to kill parasites. Now, diatomaceous earth is used a lot for people who have insect problems like bed bugs or ants or spiders. You lay this stuff out in the path that they come in and out of your house of. They walk over it. It cuts them up and kills them. It's going to do the same thing in your body for parasites and different pathogens like that.
Wow. Okay. Awesome. I'll start taking that again.
You'll be doing your body a favor. Silica is great for your skin, hair, and nails. You're going to notice some big differences in the way your appearance is.
Oh, very nice. Okay. That's a plus. Thank you so much, Chris. I really, truly appreciate this, and my thigh is feeling much better than it was when I first got on the phone.
Beautiful. I'm happy we were able to help you. Bless you.
Thank you. Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome, Rose. Thank you. I'm going to go ahead and say goodbye to you. So there we go. Now, you know, that was cool. Now, with me, Chris, I have more emotional issues. Now, would this work for me, and how would we pinpoint those?
Yes. Now, see what I just went in for Rose is I just kind of went in and looked for the stressor. When you were working with any kind of emotional or anything like that, we need to go a different road. So we're going to ask, what is the first thing we need to do for Michael? And our focus is emotional issues. And we're going to see what we need to do first. So what this is telling me to do is what I spoke about is to reconnect your soul to your well of souls and reconnect you to your soul. This doesn't mean you have no soul. All this means is that there is a little break in between so that the energy isn't flowing into that area and causing a little bit of disruption. So here we go. First of all, we're gonna clean up your soul a little bit. Let's add the highest harmonic gold light and God's white light of the new dimension into Michael's soul. Okay, you might have felt a little tingle there. Now, we're going to reconnect Michael's soul to his well of souls. That is now reconnected. Reconnect Michael to his soul, please. Okay, you were quite disconnected.
Right.
And there it goes. Now it's clunked in. Now, immediately, you should feel a little bit of lightness or upliftment.
Okay.
Now we're going to go further. What's the next thing we need to do for Michael, please? Give this a second and find out what our next step is. What is our next step for Michael? Okay, there is some type of voodoo, black magic, or shamanic spell or curse that we need to lift. Let's find out where that is. Where is voodoo, witchcraft, or shamanic spell or curse, black magic within Michael's body? Now, the whole voodoo and witchcraft scenario can very well just be a negative thought from somebody. Thoughts are energy. If they're negative and they're thinking about you through quantum entanglement, that thought can have an effect on your body.
Right.
Now, it's not so important that we need to know who it's from or where it's from. We're just going to lift it and eliminate it, give it to the angels to do whatever they need to do with it, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. Okay, lift and delete any and all voodoo, witchcraft, black magic, or shamanic spells or curses in Michael's entire body and take them away to ether. Okay, that's quite strong. There's quite a bit there. I can feel it on my end. Okay, Michael, you're now clean of basically any spells and curses.
Yeah, and the amazing thing about it is I definitely feel different. I mean, I feel, you know, more of a light feeling, like you were saying. So,
you're going to feel a lightness, like a weight has been taken off your chest and your shoulders. Like, oh, I can breathe a little better now. Yeah.
Yep. So, yeah, because I thought that somebody was doing something. I just wasn't sure about it. But now that confirms, you know, what I was feeling on, you know, my level, you know. But I just didn't, you know, a lot of times we just don't know how to get rid of things. You know, we just don't know what's going on.
Well, that's the whole thing is in my quest to find out what is the cause of all people's health problems. Of course, my guides send me in the direction that I need to go. But what I've realized is that the negative thought. Now, here's an example. You take two people, a man and a woman. They're in a relationship. All of a sudden, that relationship goes bad. Somebody does something wrong, and the relationship has to end, or somebody just wants to leave. Now, the other person in that relationship is going to have like ill thoughts, like oh, I don't want him to be with anybody else, and you know, I feel so terrible about this. And she's going to keep on thinking bad thoughts about this guy. Okay, I don't want him to be with anybody else, you know, sexually or emotionally or anything. All of a sudden, this guy who's young and spry and doesn't have any issues at all in the bedroom, all of a sudden things don't work so well. All of a sudden, he's thinking, uh-oh, something's wrong. I need to go to the doctor. And all in fact it is this person subconsciously thinking ill thoughts about him not being with anybody else, and that can cause that problem. I've seen this firsthand, that this is just a negative thought issue. Now, there are people who actually do practice black magic on a daily basis. If you consider the work that I do as white magic, of course people can do the same thing, black magic, or for a negative reason. Right. Case in point is I have a client in Florida who's been attacked on a daily basis by her ex-boyfriend's mother, who is a dark witch. She had 15 children from 15 different men and used three of those babies for sacrifices and just practices black magic openly on a daily basis. So this person has had nothing but bad luck. She's lost her jobs. She's had very bad health and all kinds of bad things happening to her just because this person is deeply practicing this black magic. Now, a lot of people who know about black magic spells, if you live in Africa or Haiti or any of the islands or Louisiana where a lot of black magic and voodoo is prevalent, you're told you have to go see this black magic priest who's going to tell you it's going to cost $2,000 and you have to go to this certain mountain or lake and do this 10 times in a row on a daily basis and say this prayer and do this and that. We don't have to do that. Just by with the energy I'm working with and the pyramids I have, we can just tell it to go away and it goes away quite nicely.
Now, how did you come about, you know, making your pyramids? You know, how did that come about? Was that did you see a dream or something like that, or how did that come about?
Well, the pyramids kind of developed themselves. I have a tool maker in Alberta, Canada. The name of his company is called Crystalline Incorporated, and he builds these pyramids and he sells them all over the world. So anybody can get these, and I sell them on my website. So if anybody's interested in doing their own healing or having a pyramid, you can easily buy one, okay? But the pyramid that I use is a little more elaborate and specific that I put together myself with the raw components that my toolmaker makes. So I've taken a lot of quartz crystal spheres and different intensities of magnets and different other sacred geometry symbols and layered them all together into a five-tier pyramid that goes a lot deeper into the layers of the body to facilitate healing. Whereas, you know, somebody who just works with their hands might go three or four layers deep. The pyramid that I use will go 15 layers deep, which is almost unheard of. So it's got a lot of power behind it.
Cool. Now, talking about your website, what's your website address?
Website is chriskehler.net, and it's spelled chriskehler.net. Don't look under chriskehler.com. That's a different Chris Kehler. He got the .com before I did, so I had to go with .net. But chriskehler.net, you can see all of the tools I carry. The sun rings and neutralization rings are extremely popular, and I do go through a lot of those. People just love them, and they work really good, and they're inexpensive too.
Okay. Inexpensive is good. So...
of course.
Affordable. You know, that's what you try to do every once in a while, provide things for people on an affordable level. But that's a cool thing.
With my places for sessions, a lot of people who do this type of energy work that are very good at it, you might pay $1,000, $2,000 for sessions. I only charge $55 a session. And I've heard a few people say, well, you can't be very good if you're only charging $55. No. The point in case is this is God's work. People right. should not be paying for God's work, but only because I have a family to support and I need to put a roof over my head, of course, I need to charge something.
Right.
So I want to keep it as minimal as possible and be able to help people at the same time.
Cool. I'm running out of questions. So that's unusual. Let's go back to, because a lot of people are dealing with depression right now. I mean, a lot of people that call my show on a regular basis, you know, are dealing with depression and things like that. Now, you know, with me, you know, I felt like somebody was doing this to me, which I appreciate you doing that. I really do feel different. But
nice.
Now, you know, so, you know, immediately I felt a little different. But, you know, now what would you tell them? And you know, because right now, you know, people are losing their jobs, their homes, you know, things like that. So, you know, to me, there's a spirit of depression that's going over our planet right now. Would you agree or disagree with that?
Well, there is a lot of different aspects about depressions and spirits. You know, of course, if you lose your job, you're going to be depressed, okay?
Right.
But some
yeah.
people can just rise up above it and say, I'm going to go find another job and all will be well. There is a lot of spirits out there we call poltergeist, and they will attach onto us, and their intent is to bring us down, to cause havoc. They're here just having fun, saying, oh, let's attack that person, and let's push his
right.
buttons and see what happens. So, yes, there definitely are spirits, and on a daily basis, anybody who comes into my office who I do an appointment with, where we are removing spirits. There's no doubt that people hang on. Let's say a loved one of ours who's passed away that don't want to go to the light or let go, they'll attach themselves onto you so they can't be pulled away. My job is to tell them it's okay to go to the light, and it's now they now have to leave. So mm-hmm. yes, spirits are definitely one of the aspects of depressions and melancholy.
Because, you know, and, you know, not everything, you know, we don't want to let, you know, people think that everything is, you know, being sent their way or whatever. I mean, sometimes your body just is designed to be depressed, you know, or, you know.
Well, there can be. Let's take a few different types of health problems. Let's say cancer, diabetes, obesity, you know, different things like that a lot of people are experiencing. There can be what's called an implant within your body. So your body is susceptible to be this way. So is there a depression right. implant? Is there a psychosis implant? And this is all done on an ET alien level, that they do these things to us for experiments to see what we would do if we did certain things like that to bring our energy down so that we can't ascend up into this new consciousness. So there's a lot of areas that way that I work also, is to find the implant.
Right. Good. I'm at a loss of words. I don't have anything to ask. but, hey, that happens sometimes. So, but now with you, now did you get involved in this with your family, or how did it, you know, what I'm asking is, you know, what brought you to this?
What brought me to this is it's an interesting story. As I said before, I was in the printing industry for about 30 years, and I loved doing it. I was, you know, very good at it. I ran printing presses almost the size of a city block, working at my local newspaper. When I was, 8 years ago, my first wife, she had a rare disease called scleroderma, and she passed away of it. So when she passed away, it enabled me to retire. So at 46 years old, I took my financial planner's advice and I stopped working. And, you know, the old saying goes, one door closes, another door opens. I found myself sitting in the backyard drinking beer all day long, and I thought, okay, this isn't so good. Time to get my life back in order, you know. So one day I was walking in my local mall, and I saw a sign, and I looked up, and it said foot bath detox, muscle testing. And I looked at that sign, and something basically pushed me in that door. So my spirit guides at the time knew they needed to set me up for this work. So I went in that place. I started talking to the owner, and he started showing me about muscle testing and what we can do with it. And I thought this was kind of cool. And me with nothing better to do because I'm not working, he offered to take me under his wing and train me and teach me. And I thought, who is this old guy? What does he want with me? But sure enough, I found out he's completely legitimate, and we started working together, and he showed me how to do it. And I just really caught on really quick, and he's looking at me saying, Chris, you're a natural. You can do this very well. So I thought, this is kind of cool. Then I met some other people in Alberta, Canada, who work with radionics and energy and all these different things. And I started absorbing it all, and I started taking some courses and getting more and more interested in it, and I found it starting to work. And people would be knocking on my door at home, hey, I hear you can cure diabetes, I hear you can do this and that, and can you help me? And I just thought, you know what, this is going somewhere. So I thought, okay, I've got all this money, let's start a business, let's turn this into something lucrative, and we can help people on a bigger scale. And here I am today. I'm in an office in a holistic healthcare center in Winnipeg. I come here Monday to Friday, 10 hours a day, sometimes 12 hours a day, working with people with any kind of health problem, and it's working. So I went from somebody who was just kind of interested to here I am now, you know, 6-7 years later, doing good things for people.
That's awesome. Now, you know, you said that you've worked all over because, you know, spirit's not limited. I mean, you know, the same energy that worked with me and Rose just a while ago on the program, that can happen all over the world because there's no limitation anywhere. Yeah.
That's right. I've got clients. Yeah, I got clients in Kuwait. I got clients in Germany, Australia. And it does awesome. Work. I've got one person I'm working with in Australia right now who's got severe bowel cancer. And because he's in the hospital and it's hard for us to work together, what I do is I do the energy on a video and I send it to him over Skype, and he's able to access the energy from a video.
That's awesome. That is cool. Now, I had a question. I'm having problems asking questions today. You would think this was my first day on air. Can you share some stories of getting results with your healing?
Yes. I'm going to give you a couple of good examples, okay? Now, we've all heard about this thing called the devil, right? We all know it kind of exists, and we always talk about it and use it in loose terms. I had a person come in my office. She's had a pain within her right abdomen for 20 years. So the doctors took out her uterus. They took out her gallbladder, did some other surgeries. The pain will not go away. She came in, and she says, okay, I'm at my wit's end. I've heard about you. What can you do for me? So I start taking my pendulum out and looking around. It says, you've got Lucifer in your body. She goes, get him out. So what did I do? I start working on it. I tell him to leave. And she looked at me with these weird eyes and says, the pain just moved to the other side of my body. I says, oh, the game is now afoot. So we're now chasing Lucifer through her body. And we cornered him, told him to leave. The pain immediately left. And she could not believe it. It was like somebody gave her a whole new lease on life. That the pain was finally gone, and this was all to do with this dark spirit. We did nothing else. We didn't do any kind of other clearings, and it helped to that level. Another story I'm going to tell you about is about my son, okay? He's 2.5 years old now, but when he was a lot younger, he was teething extremely bad. It was 2 in the morning, and this boy is just beyond himself. He cannot stop crying. His face is red. He's inflamed. He's in pain. And you cannot console him. You can't even touch him. So my wife looks at me and says, okay, Mr. Healer Man, do something. So I took my pendulum, and I says, okay, what do I do? What do I do about this? I mean, this is a natural process that is happening. His teeth are coming out, causing problems. So my pendulum spelled out something. Now, what I'd like to do with this is I have a letter chart, A to Z, and my guide, who's my father actually, will spell things out for me. So it's spelled out, my dad spelled out the words, ask the Agarthans to wrap him in a blanket of compassion. This is, okay, let's do it. So I took my big pyramid, held it over my son's body, and I said, Agarthans, please wrap my son Joshua in a blanket of compassion. In 1.1 seconds, he jumped off the bed, started laughing and playing.
Awesome.
My wife looked at me and says, I now believe in the work that you do.
Yeah.
That was incredible. That was really cool. Now, of course, I could tell stories day after day after day about removing certain pain from different people and all these different issues. The point of the matter is there is not a health problem that cannot be dealt with this system. The beauty of this system is that it goes in and identifies the actual problem. So let's say you take five people with diabetes. They can all have diabetes for five different reasons. Of course, there's something going on in the pancreas or the insulin. It's a matter of what. What I found lately is that we spoke about the calcium problem. So if calcium is built up within the pancreas, and as your body takes insulin and injects it into your body to process sugar, if that insulin is mixed with a little bit of calcium, excess calcium, it's going to sour the insulin so it can't work properly. So now your body has to make more and more and more insulin to the point where it can't keep up with the sugar processing. Now you need to take insulin hormone from your doctor in order to keep your blood sugars down. So where this correlates with people with diabetes and the peripheral neuropathy, where you lose feeling in your fingers and toes, is that the calcium is building up in those areas in your fingers and toes. So that's cutting off the circulation, causing the numbness, causing the sensations. So that's the correlation, particularly people with the diabetic neuropathy and the blood sugar imbalance, it's generally going to be calcium. So being able to identify exactly what the problem is the key for anybody who's doing any kind of alternative work, okay? Even the doctors are now realizing that calcium buildup is a big contributor to heart problems and to plaque in the veins and arteries. They just started noticing this maybe a couple years ago, but I've been doing this for 6 years working with calcium.
Right. Now, one question that Rose wanted to know is how many sessions does it take to heal completely?
It all depends on the person, all depends on the issue. Generally, within 2 to 3 sessions, we can get through most acute health problems. If it's a calcium buildup, well, it doesn't take much to get through that. If it's something like a very chronic cancer or MS or cerebral palsy, that is going to take multiple sessions. Now, what I have just realized in the last few days, and of course my guides are taking me on this journey and I'm learning new things all the time. In order to get to find the health problem, you have to be able to see it. So my guides have to be able to see within the body. So sometimes it's taken 5, 6, maybe 7 sessions to get through all the gunk in order to see the problem. Now I developed a way that I can find it within 1 or 2 sessions. So we're canceling out all these extra sessions and all this extra money you need to spend to deal with a problem and get to it a lot quicker.
Now, you talked about tools that, like I could buy like one of the pyramids or something like that. Now, how would I know how to work with that? I mean, is there instructions that come with that or?
There are some basic instructions, but ultimately, if you're an intuitive person, you're going to look at this thing and say, what do I need to do with this? And you will learn. Now, when you buy one of my tools, you're part of the club, and I'm going to be there for you if you have any questions. So I will give you all the advice you need. I will give you all the suggestions, and you take that tool, start using it, and as you get accustomed to it and start to harmonize with it, you're going to find ways yourself to use it.
Okay. Because you're own spirit guide would give you direction. Like if I bought, you know, a pyramid from you, my spirit guide, which is Stephen, would say, okay, this is what you need to do with this tool, Michael. And so.
Exactly.
But,
exactly. I bought my big pyramid. I bought that from somebody in BC, the first one I had. He sent it to me and said, here it is. I go, how do you use it? He goes, just pick it up. So I picked it up, and it talked to me. It said, oh, this is how you use me, and that's how I use it to this very day.
Right. Well, that's cool. All right. Well, we appreciate you doing this. Now, have people – I have one question before I let you go. Now, a lot of people just looked at you a little strange? You know, they don't understand what you're doing, or have you ever had that?
Yes. Most people will just kind of, you know, they kind of know I do something different. They just won't bring it up in conversation. I come from a very strict Mennonite background in the country area of Manitoba where I live. My mother was one of 17 kids. My dad was one of 12 kids. So very old school kind of Mennonite mentality and philosophies. And I knew from a very early age that, you know, this whole Mennonite thing wasn't for me. Now, I've got all of my relatives who live out there. They will talk to me, but they won't put themselves out to call me or to do anything with them. So there are people who do, they don't understand, and they might distance themselves a little bit, which is fine by me because I got tons of friends. I got lots of people who are into this. Who I like to converse with, and you want to associate yourself with like-minded spiritual people anyway.
Right, definitely. Because that just crossed my mind. I thought, you know, because, you know, to a lot of people, you know, setting a, you know, a pyramid on you or however you work with it might be a little weird to some people.
I got one friend who's got a severe liver problem. And I told her, I says, you know, I can work with that. I can fix it. She goes, no, that's okay, Chris. I'll live with my medications, and my doctor knows what he's doing as she goes to go throw up. So if you're not open, if you're not awakened, you're not going to be open to it.
Right. Because it takes believing in that it's going to work. You know, that's one thing that I would think it does is that – correct, Chris?
Yeah.
You know, you just have to
be open. And you know, I've never had a person get up and leave my office or stop a session because they're like, oh, I don't believe in that. If you're doing a session with me, you're already open and you already believe that there's something that can be changed. So that's never happened where somebody's got up and left.
Right. Cool. We're glad that people don't storm out of your office screaming. That would be a little... Like, oh,
me
my.
Too.
Yeah.
Can't be good for business.
That would not be good for business. I always tell people that, like, when I do, you know, events and stuff, you know, I tell people, okay, don't run out of the room screaming, you know, because that's not good for business.
Well, ultimately, you know, if all this weird stuff, if you're able to explain it to people so they can kind of be comfortable with what you're going to do. Like when I tell somebody you've got Lucifer and the devil inside you, I like to explain it as it's just a negative energy that we need to move out. And, you know, people are like, okay, get rid of it. So, yeah, you got to explain it properly too.
Yeah, you do. Well, Chris, I appreciate you coming back on with me and hopefully you enjoyed yourself. And give your website one more time for us, please.
Yeah, my website is chriskaylor.net. My email address, now if you email me today, I'm going to get back to you today. I'm very easy to get a hold of. My email address is chkehler100@shaw.ca. You can view many of my YouTube videos on my YouTube channel. Just go on YouTube and do a search for my name, Chris Kaylor. And I've got about 100 different videos that describe my work, my philosophies, and different things. Please have a look. And I do have some videos that demonstrate the energy also, so you can actually feel the energy when you watch the video.
Cool. Awesome. Yeah, because I've watched some of your videos, and just so I get to know you a little bit, and they were pretty awesome. So,
thank
you. People check them out. Yeah. So, well, Chris, thank you so much again for, the treatment you did for me and for Rose on her behalf. I'll say thank you for her as well. And we appreciate you coming on. You have a great day, okay?
Thank you for having me, Michael. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye, Chris. All right. That was awesome. And so get hold of him by going to his website. You know, like he said, YouTube videos are awesome, so check them out. And, Chris, again, thank you for being here. We're going to go ahead and close out. We will be back on air on what is today, Wednesday. We'll be back on air on Friday. And so we'll see you Friday at 7 p.m. Central. Have a great day, and thank you for tuning in. And you be you, I'll be me, and together we'll get there. See you guys later. Thanks again, Chris.
I give myself permission to be all I can be. I give myself permission to live passionate and free. I give myself permission to be all I can be. I give myself permission to live passionate and free. I give myself permission to be all I can be. I give myself permission to live passionate and free.
Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It is not just in some of us. It is in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others.
Permission to be all I can.